Right now we're joined by Stanley Javier, and you talk about a ball player who was just a guy who made the most out of his ability. He's a great fielder, a great runner, and he played in the Bay Area. His dad is a World Series champion, Julian Javier, with the old St. Louis Cardinals. Stanley now with the Major League Baseball Players Association. Stan, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, good to have you here. God, I haven't seen you in a couple of years. But what's up with you now? What are you doing?
Well, I'm with the Players Association. I'm a special assistant, and I was the GM for the Dominican team the last two times, and just having a great time.
Good. And what is your take on this WBC? The Dominican team has looked like a very powerful team. Even in the exhibition games in Florida, they crushed the ball. So now here they come with Puerto Rico. What do you think of this team?
Well, I think we got a pretty good balanced team. I think it's a very good team for this format where you can have speed, pitching, and a little bit of power. And I think that's a good combination for this format. You know, this is different than regular season games. And, they just have a very, very well-balanced team.
Yeah, they can hit the ball, though. This, you know, with Reyes in the lineup, this team can hit, though. Has their hitting exceeded your expectations in a tournament like this?
Well, it did a little bit because, these players are not ready. You know, they just begin, you get them out spring training, beginning spring training, they're not going to be ready. But the good thing about this type of hitter, they get ready sooner. And, they don't have a big swing. They keep the ball in play. And when you put the ball in play, it's a pretty good chance something is going to happen. And, you can stay in big innings. But they've done a good job. They are professional hitters, and they've done a very good job.
So who do you think is going to win this thing now? We know the four teams. We don't know exactly who's going to play tomorrow night. We got a game today, the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, for seeding. But who do you think will win this thing when it's all said and done on Tuesday night?
Well, I really don't know. It's so tough to pick a winner because any team that is there, they're pretty good. They're playing good baseball. They have good pitching. And anything can happen in a game. You know, it's very tough. You know, and you have to beat Japan. Japan have a lot of experience. They know how to play the game. And it seems like they know how to play these type of games. We have literally a problem to adjust this type of game. But we're doing a lot better this year. But, I think the team to be, I think Dominican looks pretty good. But you never know. I mean, you never know because of our pitching.
That's what Joaquin Andujar said. You never know. That was one of his best quotes. Hey, Stanley Javier is with us, and of course, in the Bay Area, we know him so well, and he played nice ball here for the teams here. Stanley, the USA team doesn't win, and they get knocked out. And you see as you described it, the Dominican Republic team knows sort of how to hit the other way and play the game. Is that the problem with the USA team, or is it just that they come into spring training after the whole winter off, and they're going against teams that maybe have been playing more over the winter?
Well, look what happened last time in Dominican. We got, we didn't pass the first round. Look what happened to Venezuela. They didn't pass the first round. That was a pretty good team, too. But like I say, when you're playing this type of format, it's hard to adjust. You cannot. It's like a runner, he trains, he's been training for 400 meter race and they put you in a 100 meter race. I mean, he's going to run it, but he's not going to feel good. And that's what happened here. I mean, it's so tough. Anybody, you look at yesterday game, anything, the pitchers got hot, shut it down for six innings and then anything can happen. I mean, it's just so hard to play this type of game. And as a player, you want to do well, and you put a lot of pressure on yourself because, the emotion is so high that you don't have that during the season, and they're not used to. That's what happened. They try too hard, and they press themselves, and, when you pressing yourself, it's just you're not going to do well.
Well, that's what we're going to see in San Francisco for the four teams that come in the championship game on Tuesday night. But, Stan, I watch the teams play, and I love watching them in Puerto Rico and in Miami and, of course, in Tokyo. And we saw big crowds down here for wild games with Mexico and the U.S. and Canada and Mexico and all that. But within these other countries, there's tremendous nationalism. And I saw somewhere, Dominican Republic, like it's a national holiday now every time they play.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's just amazing the energy they bring to the stadium. And like here, you know, it was like first the game we played against United States was 35,000 people and 25,000 were Dominican.
Yeah.
And we felt like we were home, the home team. And it's a lot of energy, you know. Latin people, they like to have fun. They loud and they love baseball. And you know, probably it's the only thing in the world that we can compete with any country. And, you know, that's a great feeling.
It is. Stanley Javier with us. Stanley, before we let you go, give us some of the big names on the Dominican team for people who have not followed it on MLB or on the radio. Who are some of the big names on the Dominican team that we'll see in San Francisco?
Well, we have Jose Reyes, like you say. We have Robinson Cano, Encarnacion. You know, we got a lot of young players. The ASA. We got Nelson Cruz. He hit in the ball very good. And, you know, it's just a great team. Pitching, we have, you know, Fernando Rani, probably one of the best stoppers in the game right now. And we have some young, very young players and very exciting players. I mean, it's just going to be a fun game.
All right. Stanley, thanks so much, and congratulations on doing some nice things with the Players Association. Will you be coming out as well with the team?
Yes. We're going to be there tonight, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Perfect. Stanley, thanks for being on with us.
No problem. Thank you, huh?
All right, that is Stan Javier. Of course, we know him well in the Bay Area. The family got Julian Javier, his dad. And Stanley, boy, when he was on those A's teams, he was a big contributor to a lot of pennants and things that happened. But he's a GM of the Dominican team. Wow.